An up-and-coming chef and a recent divorcee find their lives forever changed when a chance encounter brings them together in a decade-spanning, deeply moving romance. This is We Live in Time. It's a 2024 film that runs for 1 hour and 47 minutes. It was released October 18th. I saw it in the theater, and there was roughly a dozen or so people in the theater in Ontario. This film stars Andrew Garfield as Tobias, the husband, Florence Pugh as Almut, the wife, and those were essentially the main stars in the movie. This was a romance, as I mentioned. If you watch the trailer, it kind of paints the picture of the complete movie. You feel like you watched the whole movie because you almost have. In fact, it leads you to believe that there's going to be more of an emotional impact than what actually transpired. So as Tobias was going to try to sign the paperwork for his divorce, he drops his pencil in the street, and as he bends down to pick it up, he's struck by a car, which was driven by Almut. Luckily, he wasn't hurt seriously, and that was how they struck up their relationship. And then from there, before they went too far, Tobias made it clear that he was interested in having children, whereas Almut didn't really want to have children, but I think at some point she decides to change her mind. So as the film progresses, they end up having a little girl. I want to say she's about 3, 4, 5 years old by the end of the movie. Almut ends up developing cancer. This film was directed by John Crowley, and it was written by Nick Payne. The mechanic that they used was to kind of start the film in the past and then move to the future on a few scenes and then move back to the past. So a lot of the times it was unclear. You kind of had to figure out, is this present time or did we switch to years ago? And in the film, because Florence Pugh was playing the part of a cancer victim, as she develops a cancer and has to go through a second treatment, she ends up shaving her head in real life for the role. I had to say, her hair was so nice. Her hair was so nice. I was like, no. But that's the reality of cancer, is that it zaps your hair. I wasn't sure, though. Usually when your hair falls out with cancer, you lose it all. What she ended up looking like was a butch cut, like she was going into the military. But I will say she was pretty with either hairdo, but definitely looks much better with the longer hair. I also will say that the relationship or the chemistry between Tobias and Almut was believable. The acting was really good. But told the story, and she was a chef and she was trying to compete in this kind of a TV show thing. She was competitive. That was written into the story. But in the end, I was expecting there to be this emotional hit, which never came. I just wonder, is that because I'm insensitive or was it because of the direction or the script? I'm not sure. I was kind of expecting to have that emotional hit, which never came. Frankly, that disappointed me. I was wanting it to have that impact. I think part of the reason was because at the end of the film, they never really covered that how she died. We know that she had cancer, but they didn't show her dying or any scenes where with the two of them in the hospital as she was dying or anything like that. It just cut to a future moment with him and the daughter doing what the daughter and the mom used to do, which was to go get the eggs out of the chicken coop and come back and make breakfast and that sort of thing. It was just kind of a life goes on type of a moment. IMDb does not list the budget for the film, but so far in the last couple of days that it's been out, it has grossed $4.6 million worldwide. I thought it was an interesting film. I know it's classified as a romance, but it's definitely not a comedy. I would say it's more of a drama. I thought the chemistry between them was believable. They were both really good in it, but for me, it doesn't elevate past 3 stars. So that's what I give We Live in Time, 3 stars. I enjoyed it, but it may not be for everyone.